raising yourself to the vibration of love.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light and love, Robert Zink. I'm doing exactly what I was put on earth to do, having more fun than anybody should be allowed to have, bringing you this daily update on the Law of Attraction, how to empower your life, how to take your life to the next level. Yes, we work with business people. We work with people in love. We work with broken relationships. We work with actors and singers and songwriters and producers. We've worked with an Academy Award-winning producer. So, yes, we do work with all kinds of people. We want to work with you, too. And the best way is to subscribe to this podcast. Now, I have to tell you, I have a dilemma. Maybe you can help me. We are only, listen to this, 2 5-star reviews away from our goal on iTunes. If you'll give us a 5-star review and write a few nice words about us, why people ought to listen to this podcast, we would deeply appreciate it. Those reviews bring other listeners, but they also keep us at the number 1 or number 2 spot. We kind of bounce back and forth between 1 and 2 on iTunes. And we do it all by ourselves. We're here every single day. That's important. We've made a commitment to you, and our commitment runs all the way to 2020. So we're going to be here, okay? But you make sure you listen and subscribe also. By the way, FYI, we are still going through some of the older podcasts back in 2010, 2011, 2012, and we are deleting them. And we're re-recording them, but the quality that we used to use back then is nothing like we have now. Anyway, we love you. Thank you for supporting the podcast. Let's talk about the vibration of love today. Love is the elixir of life. Everybody likes love. It sounds weird, but it does. It's true. I'm not just talking about love of another person. I'm talking about loving yourself. You know, I read something the other day, an ad or something, and the person said something like this. I want to thank you for leaving me, because when you left me, I found out who I really was, and I've discovered myself. You know, when you go through a breakup or a separation, it's not about patching up the old relationship. I know you all want to do that. I got to hurry up and get him back. I got to hurry up and get him back. And that's fine. I understand that. I've been there. I understand that. It's not about that. It's about saying, okay, there were some great things in our relationship, but there was some stuff that wasn't good for me, wasn't good for him, wasn't good for her, and I need to change it. And I need to change it not by just promising, oh, I'll change, but by really making deep vibrational changes within myself. Look at when you fell in love, when everything was perfect, you were vibrating at a very high rate of energy, and the two of you were feeling passion and love and excitement. You know, that's the energy that gets two people back together. That's the energy that saves a marriage. That's the energy that puts spark back into it. Matter of fact, that's the energy that makes your business even run better, or your acting career, or your writing career, or your music career. Having that energy flowing through your life is absolutely essential. Now, here's my belief. Rachel, Phil, I want you to listen to this because this is really important. Phil's here today, and I'm helping him raise his vibration. Rachel and I are actually helping him. And I want him to understand that by raising his vibration, it's about raising your vibration in every area of your life. Every area. In other words, as you improve one area of your life, it flows into the other area. Okay, let's give you some ideas. If you walk into our home and you were to come in the front door, to the left of you would be what we call the Egyptian room. It's all Egyptian artifacts and artwork. And there's big sarcophaguses there, and it's all in gold. It's very ornate. It's very nice. It's very comfortable. There's a fireplace. It's the living room, or the front room, as they call it. If you were to keep walking straight through, you would walk into our dining room. And in the dining room is a beautiful hutch and table and all of that. But always, almost always, in the center of the table, you will find flowers. Now, somehow, the hippies back in the 60s knew about flower power. You know, you can see, if you go back and watch some of these 60s films or movies, you'll see them with flowers all over their VW buses. And the idea was that flowers had such a high vibration. They didn't necessarily know that, but flowers have such a high vibration. They radiate love. They radiate light. They radiate life. They radiate vibrancy. And that's all the stuff, that's all the vibration and energy that makes you attractive, but also makes you feel good. So my first suggestion is have some flowers around the house. No, plastic flowers don't count. And dead flowers are not good. So as they begin to go through their blooming stage and start to wilt, you remove them and find some other flowers, okay? They've served their purpose. Now, in the winter time, we tend to have our flowers more in our living room, not the front room, but the living room. And they tend to be more poinsettias. We have a lot of those. Of course, you have the Christmas tree and all of that, but we have a lot of candles around. So candles and flowers both raise vibration. And no, I know you want to use a little electronic candle. I've had people call me and say, can I use the electronic candle? Yeah, of course you can use it, but it doesn't emanate vibration. When that flame is flickering with the colors and the energy and the scent, that changes vibration in your sphere of sensation or your energy field.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number two, practice yoga at least three times a week. Have some spa time. You know, maybe where you go to a spa and you sit in the jacuzzi and you relax, you turn the music up, and you just enjoy some soft, sensual, relaxing music. You allow your mind to go into a different place. You can do that in the bathtub with salt water. I like sea salt, or Epsom salt is good. I also believe that making a special blend of oils, and you can use like a grapeseed oil and put a little drop of rose and maybe patchouli. So the rose is a little bit more feminine and the patchouli is a little bit more masculine. You can put the two of them together and maybe a little bit of lavender, and then you just give yourself a sensual massage. I'm not talking about masturbation or anything. You want to go there with that? That's fine. Watch out for the oils. They can hurt if you use the wrong one. I'm talking about just massaging your feet, your legs, maybe giving yourself a neck massage. Now, if you're in a relationship, maybe the two of you can say, hey, let's massage our hands tonight. And you each take turns. Massage changes vibration. That's why people feel so good. When they come out, their muscles are relaxed. Energy is flowing more clearly and cleanly through their body. It's a wonderful experience. So self-massage, yoga, maybe some jacuzzi or bathtub time, all very good. Number three, you cannot have enough clear, clean crystals around your house. I mean, crystals literally change the vibration of your house. If you have some, you know, drinkware and it's not crystal, think about trading it in and finding some nice crystal. The more crystal you have, the better. Even your candle holders should be crystal. How about some nice big quartz crystals or some smoky quartz, if possible? Rose quartz for love, absolutely. We have an entire room for guests called the Rose Room, and it's just filled with rose quartz. We have never had company come here and not just want to stay here and just love the bedroom. And there's nothing special about it. It has a very, very nice bed, a four-poster bed and all of that. But it's all that rose quartz. Begin investing in clean quartz. And, you know, clean it up, put it in the sunshine, wash it with salt water, and it will change the vibration in your home. I had one lady who was living on the streets, and I kind of took her on as a project. And I bought her first crystal. Now, she ended up buying about 15 of them, and she carried them with her. But her first one, she carried that, and she held it several times a day in her hand. And she would visualize the kind of life she wanted to live. You know, she didn't want to live on the street anymore. And, you know, it was amazing because inside of 3 months, she met a man. They found a beautiful home. He has a good job. They're in love. They have a relationship. It's just wonderful. I'm not saying the crystal did it all, folks, but it certainly didn't hurt, did it? Your music. There's time for some heavy music, but there's also time for music to relax by. Music that unwinds you, that relaxes you, that sends you into kind of a mild trance state. Get some good music playing in your home. Well, number six is the big one. It's the big one. Are you ready? Number six is forgiveness. I want you to go through a list of people you need to forgive who have hurt you. And every day, I want you to either visualize them or look at a picture of them and say, I forgive you. It's okay. I forgive you. Your energy is going to vibrate so high, so clean, so pure as you start forgiving people. Maybe not in the first day or two, because some of those painful emotions will come to the surface. I'm going to teach you something real quickly. So you put your hands apart, palms facing each other, about 12 inches, and you breathe into it chi energy. Now bring it down through your head. Visualize this white energy coming in from your head as you inhale, and then exhale between the palms of your hands. And feel this energy. Feel this life force. And then send it to someone you love. Just push your hands out and let the, as they call it, chi ball, drift across space and time to someone you love. Don't forget to send yourself one as well. We'll be doing a video on that, so if you had trouble with it, but it's so wonderful to send yourself chi energy.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Well, I highly recommend Rachel and Robert's Star System. It's a self-plug, but The truth of the matter is it's shamanic tapping and or release. It is absolutely wonderful to get rid of the pain and the negative energy caught within your energy system. You've got all this pain and negative energy. It's hard to be attractive when you're carrying all this junk around. So the star system, it's a system of tapping. It's shamanic tapping. It's absolutely amazing. And when we combine it with colors and special words and all that, it's just, it's crazy how effective it is. Well, clean, clear, salt around the house, maybe. A little pile here or there. It's okay. You can vacuum it up after a day or two. How about frankincense and myrrh around your house? Some incense or sage. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful energy. Sage your house. Frankincense and myrrh your house. Whatever energy, whatever smell you like, they're very similar vibrations. I personally like the frankincense and myrrh a little bit better because it combines two energies, and when you mix it with a little drop of lavender, it just opens the house wide up. But sage works well too. In our bedroom, we have a big shell and we have a sage stick. And so from time to time, we'll sage the bedroom. Okay, all of these are about changing not just the outer you, but the inner you. Don't change for anyone else. If somebody has left you, don't change for someone else. Look at it as a wake-up call to change for yourself. What if you were attractive, magnetic, calm, relaxed, and energy flowed through you just so nicely? How would you feel? You'd feel great. And how would people around you feel? They'd feel even better. Everybody wins. Everybody wins when you allow positive energy, loving energy, to flow through your life. You attract people. You become more attractive yourself. You're healthier. You're more vibrant. Hey, did I forget to tell you? We did a podcast a while ago on drinking rose quartz water. So I highly recommend that you get some clean rose quartz. Really clean it nice. Salt water. And then put it in a glass pitcher with some spring water in there. Put it in the refrigerator. Let it sit for about 12 hours. Make certain that you put an intention into the rose quartz water, like, as I drink this water, it will fill me with a vibration of love. And then make that your drinking water for the next day and get in the habit of doing that every single day. It's amazing. It is apt if you will keep it up. Nothing works instantly, but this works pretty fast to change you from the inside out. On a molecular level, on a cellular level. It's based on some of the teachings of Dr. Emoto. Man, I'm rambling on today, aren't I? Wow. Phil, I'm sorry. I know you got to go. I have to go. Rachel's busy here. She's getting ready to edit the program and take out all the mistakes that you'll never hear. Anyway, we love you. Have a great day. Get out and enjoy the sunshine if you have some. And remember to subscribe and share us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you. Bye-bye.